Fire Talk Radio, tune in to LA Talk Radio for reverent, entertaining, and cool talk. You're listening to the Max.
To the Max.
Only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are. This is Max. That's right, you're listening to the Max on LA Talk Radio. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I've got a phenomenal show for you tonight. We're going to flash it back to 1986. Think about what you were doing and give us a call because Stacey Q is going to be on the air tonight on To The Max on LA Talk Radio. Remember, two of hearts, who doesn't? They beat us one. That was my song. 1986, it still is my song, even though it's an 80s. It's a classic. It's amazing. Stacey Q, she's going to be coming up. I also have a great lady, Mary DuPont, coming on this evening. We're going to talk about a phenomenal charity. Everyone, I left LA, and I'm now here in Florida. Good times in Florida. Got to thank Delta. Go Delta. Go online and check out Delta.com and get the lowest fares guaranteed on their website. Go to Delta.com. And let them bring you wherever you need to go, like they brought me here to Florida, via New York, via California, via Cincinnati, and I'll be going to Italy on them too. Delta.com, check them out. I got to say hi to my good, good friend over at Nicole. She's at Delta, so I said hi to Nicole. There you go, my girl Nicole. We ran into each other at the Crown Room. It was fun to see her. Also, everyone, you know, this month is Think Pink, Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and Delta is, they're working together, conjoined. With the season's greetings, everybody, with the Susan G. Coleman Foundation. So go to her website and donate your money because now's the time to find a cure. So everyone, I've got to tell you, Florida has been great to me. You know, I've got a little mini down here in Florida, so I got to tell you all to check out miniusa.com, my favorite little car to buzz around in. And I got a lot of shout outs tonight. I got to give a big, big shout out to my girl, Avanisha. She's a fantastic rep over at T-Mobile. I had a little issue with my sidekick, and my girl Avanisha hooked it all up, figured it out, helped me out. So Avanisha, thank you so much. Hope you're listening to the Max on LA Talk Radio. Also, let me tell you all about what's going on. So many things. Okay, if you're in Connecticut this coming week, October 22nd, we have a phenomenal event at Highgrove, and it's called All Things Men. So check it out because you're going to see Mercedes, you're going to see watches, Manfredi Jewels are going to be there October 22nd at the Highgrove Sales Center on 992 Summer Street in Stamford, Connecticut. Check out highgrovestamford.com and get a fantastic apartment there too. There's a couple left on the market, and why not live in style? Live at Highgrove. This is like all advertisements. But you know what? I got to tell you about a great event where I, Max Tucci, your host of To The Max, every Sunday night at 11 p.m. New York time and 8 p.m. California time, your host, will be the auctioneer for the SPCA of Westchester, 6th annual Top Hat and Tails benefit event honoring a dear friend of mine, Joan Kalman, October 25th. For more information, you could check out SPCA of Westchester. Go right on Google because it's a fantastic nonprofit. Not-for-profit, no-kill, animal welfare organization dedicated to saving homeless, abused, abandoned animals and horses and dogs and cats and bears. Oh, my. So give them a chance. Give them some money. Help the animals. I'm giving you something, a little bit of everything to help. We're going to help children tonight, animals, and cancer survivors. Speaking of that, check out cancerhopecenter.org if you're in Reno and you want to check them out. Why not? Major news today, my friends, my listeners. Madonna's getting divorced. We already knew that. Nikki Bloom is in an uproar. She's going to be on my political advisor. She's a little bit pissed with Colin Powell making his Barack Obama decision. We'll get in touch with her later. But what else is going on? Give a girl a chance. It was my friend Cindy's birthday party. Happy birthday to Cindy. And she had a fantastic event at her house. And give a girl a chance. It was the organization they were benefiting. So check them out. Google them. Google.com. Give a girl a chance. And give a girl a chance. Cindy, happy birthday to you. Why we're on birthdays? My friend Lorenzo, he's the horse in, I think it's pronounced Equus, the show. Equus on Broadway. Go see him. And happy birthday to Lorenzo in New York and my friend Eddie, who's in Dubai. Happy birthday, all y'all. Now, while I'm here in Florida, I got my munch on tonight, Max's Grill. Go to maxsgrill.com. Hi to James, our server. Fantastic time, good food, good times. And Sloan's, the best ice cream, where the elite meet to stuff themselves, and we got stuffed there. Good times. Go Sloan's. Love, 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 love. All right. So we're... Oh, everyone. I'm also... You know, I'm just all over the place this week. Not only do I have a charity event with the SPCA, and I'm going to be the auctioneer, I also have a cooking show. If you're in Connecticut and you watch News 12, check out News 12, Connecticut Channel 12, because you're going to see me cooking my booty off. I'm going to be preparing a phenomenal dish, because the seasons are here, to have pumpkin soup. I feel like I'm going to do something pumpkin-y. Pumpkin-y. Good color. Pumpkin orange. Why not? So, that's going to be Thursday the 23rd. I'm going to be live in the kitchen on News 12, What's Cooking? And it'll be me looking fly, cooking for y'all. So, I try to spread myself thin. But I'm so excited to have my girl on tonight, Stacey Q. I was at Yvette Lopez's birthday in L.A., great time, and you know, she had Stacey Q perform. So I was like, girl, you got to be on my show. What's up? So she's going to be on in just a little bit. But before she comes on the air, I'm going to have Mary come on. And Sam, can we please get Mary on the line? Because I really want to talk about Tacoda. Now, everyone, that's T-A-C-O-D-A. We got Mary coming on the line. TacodaChildren.org. Amazing. They help the children in Africa.
Hello.
And I have Mary live on To The Max on LA Talk Radio. Hi, Mary. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Max, how are you?
Very well. I'm telling all of my listeners about what a wonderful organization Tacoda is. So if you can give us a brief description of exactly what everyone there at Tacoda does to help these children in Tanzania.
At Tacoda, we have a dozen children who have either been abandoned or orphaned that we have taken off the streets approximately 3.5 years ago and have provided with a home and a loving family so that they can grow into competent, capable adults, getting a full education and hopefully being part of the transition of their community into a better environment in the future as its leaders. The community that they're in is extremely poor. The average monthly wage is $35 a month for a household, and the majority of people are in low-paying menial jobs because they can only speak Swahili, and the English of and the language of advancement in Africa and in Tanzania in particular is English.
And so now, are there ways that people can go and help these children learn English?
I'm having a hard time understanding you, Max.
Are there ways that we can get people involved to go over there to help the children learn English?
Yes, what we have done is we have volunteers who go over every summer and work with the children on English. We have tutors coming in to work with the staff as well as the children. And as finances permit, we are transitioning our children into schools, elementary schools that principally teach in English, so that they will be eligible to advance to secondary school where the medium of teaching is in English, mm-hmm. and they'll be able to advance to college as well where the medium of teaching is in English.
Great.
Currently, two-thirds of the children in Tanzania don't go to high school because they're unable to pass the admissions exam, which is given mm-hmm. in English. And of the one-third that does get into high school, only 10% are able to complete it because they don't have the wherewithal of the understanding and writing capability in English to actually keep up with the studies and graduate. So our boys our children not only get the home and the loving care, but they're also being transitioned into English-based teaching schools so that they have a future of opportunity in higher-paying jobs in the community that are currently held by foreigners. And hopefully now, that they'll become leaders in that community.
Now, have you been over there and worked directly one-on-one with these children?
I'm sorry?
Have you been there directly working with these children?
I'm having a hard time understanding your question.
No, my question was, now, have you worked one-on-one with these children in Africa?
I myself have gone to Africa. I have actually visited and worked at the orphanage. All of my children have done the same. My daughter's been there 3 years in a row. Mm-hmm. And my husband has been there once with me as well. We have currently six people who work at the orphanage, and they're the only people who are paid in our entire structure. Mm-hmm. All the people in the United States who do the fundraising, website maintenance, the gathering of supplies, clothing, and other school materials all work as volunteers and take no compensation.
Great. Now, for people to get involved, where would they go? Would they go to TakotaChildren.org?
People who want to know about the organization, go to TakotaChildren.org, and it will tell them all about the home, the children, and how we got started. And it will also share some of the children's stories and how people can help contribute to the organization, either through volunteering their time or making monetary contributions.
I definitely want to go. So if you ever have if you're ever in need of volunteers and on my way to Italy, I definitely want to stop in Africa and help the children there, because I believe that helping children and just helping in general and giving back to society is what we're created to do. So, Mary, I want to thank you.
We'd love to have you, Max. We definitely are sending more and more Americans every day to work at Takota, and we'd love to have you stop and visit.
I would love to. And Mary, I'm going to have to say good evening, because for some reason, I don't know if you hear it, but we have a little bit of a bad connection, but I just wanted all my listeners to know about Takota. So,
well, thank you very much, Max. In this time of economic difficulty, anybody who shows an interest is providing a great deal of help for us. So I want to thank you for this opportunity this evening.
Absolutely. And you know what, everyone? Check out TakotaChildren.org. For more information, check out MaxTucci.com to get every information, every website and number. Mary DuPont, thank you so much for your hard work and dedication to the children of Africa and to Takota. And I look forward to hopefully making it out there soon to help help these children create better lives for them. So thank you so much for being on the show tonight.
Thank you, Max.
Have a wonderful evening.
You too. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
So everyone, that was Mary DuPont. She's calling in to let everyone know about Takota Children. There's children out there that need your help. And you know what? If you feel so inclined to have them helped, then why not check them out? Help them. Do something. Give back to the community. But if you're calling in, I'm going to say, please don't call in from a blocked number, because we cannot take them. Our number here is 323-203-0815. If you're calling in from a blocked number, we will reject your call. It's not something that we do, but it's something that our switchboard does. So it's just built in. Love you all, but you got to call from unblocked numbers. So that's that. Now, Stacey Q is going to be calling in just a little bit. I got to tell everyone, I was in L.A., as you all know, last week, Boa Restaurant and Lounge in West Hollywood on 8462 West Hollywood Boulevard, West Sunset Boulevard, I'm so sorry. It's not going to be there for much longer, so the address doesn't matter. But if you want to make a reservation while they're there, go to Boa Restaurant, speak to Pablo, the manager. Fantastic meal. They know what they're doing. Love Boa Restaurant in Los Angeles. Sybil Phoenix and I all went there. Good food, good times, all at Boa. So I've got to say hi to my girl Marjorie Toscana here in Boca Raton, Florida. I know she's listening to the Max because I'm recording live out of the business center here. And if you want a fantastic place to live while in the Florida area, come to Toscana. I love this building. And we got a call coming in from California. So I'm going to take that call right now, Sam. And let's see who's calling live on To The Max on LA Talk Radio. To talk about Sloan's, my favorite place. So, ball what we spoke about. And my caller's online. Hi, this is Max, and you're listening. You're talking live to me right now on To The Max. Who's this?
Oh, Max, this is Romy.
Hey, Romy.
Hey, baby. You need to call Stacy.
Okay, you know what? Can you text me the number on my phone? Because you're live on the radio right now, Romy.
Oh, this is great. Okay, let me get a pen. Yes, definitely. Oh, are you going to be able to give me your number over the air?
You know what? You're on the air right now, and I'm not giving my number, girl, but I'm going to text you right now, so don't worry.
Okay, you text me right now, and then we'll get this all squared away.
Cool. We're going to get all situated. You know what? Even though it's 2008, we're going to act like it's 1986 when everyone had pages and couldn't figure stuff out.
Okay,
so,
thank you, sir.
All right, I'm going to send you my number now.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks,
bye.
Romy. All right, that was Romy. You see, stuff happens. Whatever. You know what? It's live radio. I can handle it. If you can't stand the heat, get out the kitchen. And I'm not going to have anybody's kitchen because that's the kitchen I'm going to be in. Everyone, I told you all once. But this Thursday, I'm going to be doing a cooking show. I'm going to say hi to Derek in Florida. I know he's listening live to The Max and Chelsea, too. And to Sam and to Morgan and to all my crew. Love you all, my Charlie's Angel girls. Why not? I have listeners in California. I have another Romy in California and a Ruthie in California. Hi to you all out there, too. Anyone else want to say hi to? I don't know. Call in 323-203-0815. Nikki Bloom, we're going to talk to her coming up on the show. Gina Hendricks, everyone check out her show. If you're in New York, okay, at the Guggenheim Museum, and you feel like sleeping over at the museum, why not go there? Check out the Guggenheim, guggenheim.org. You can sleep in a rotating room that's a revolving hotel room, and it's a phenomenal thing, and it's something that I'm going to do, and I'm going to let you all know about it, and it's going to be very cool. So sleepover, big sleepover, bring your sleeping bags. What kind do you have? I have my last sleeping bag was probably in 1986. And I think I had a Garfield one because I like Garfield. I hate cats now, but back then I loved them. So check out Guggenheim.org and sleepover at the museum. That's going to be a lot of fun. Why not bring a partner and y'all can get a little bit freaky in the Guggenheim? That's the fun right there. Now, y'all know me as your concierge service for things to do and places to go, but you know what? Check out concierge.org, okay? And if you need help figuring things out, go there and check them out. They're a lot of fun. So what we're going to do is I am going to just send Sam. Everyone, check out Sam's show on LA Talk Radio every morning. He has his own show, and I'm going to just send him a quick text message here because we're going to get Stacy Q on the line. I'm so excited. So, Sam, when you get a chance, can we please get Stacy Q on the line? Everyone, my favorite t-shirt, threadpit.com. Go to threadpit.com. Get the fantastic t-shirt with the polo, you know, the little polo pony, the Ralph Lauren pony. Blah, 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 blah. The Ralph Lauren polo pony. I'm like Barbara Walters. I can't speak. We got Stacy Q coming up. The guy's falling off. Check out threadpit.com. Buy your t-shirts there. Good times. So, is this Stacy Q?
Yes, it is.
And you're live. This is Max, and you're live on To The Max on LA Talk Radio. Welcome, 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 welcome.
Hi, everybody. Thank you.
Well, I am so happy to have you on my show tonight.
Oh, you dear sweet soul. It's nice to talk to you, too.
Because in 1980, tell me.
Oh, we're working in the studio right now, so we'll just take a little break and chat with you.
I'm so honored because in 1986, my favorite song, and I'm sure everyone else's, because it was a number one Billboard dance chart song, Two of Hearts.
Really? It was your favorite song?
It was my favorite. It still is one of my favorite songs. And today I was going around asking everybody, do you remember what you did in 1986? And President Reagan, Ronald Reagan was the president, and people were like, in 1986, it was a flashback, and they're like, yeah, I remember this and this and this. And I said, do you remember the song Two of Hearts? And everyone's like, how can we not remember Two of Hearts? And I was like, well, Stacey Q is on my radio show tonight. And everyone was like, you have a big fan base out there, Stacey Q.
Oh, yeah. You know, we've been doing a lot of shows, you know, the last couple years getting ready to release this record. I can't wait.
And so, you know, I saw you.
See everybody.
I saw you at Yvette Lopez's party the other night in Los Angeles.
Oh.
And you performed your little soul out, didn't you?
I did. I wanted to sing a couple more songs, but I forgot his name. Yahoo there in the middle. His CD got stuck. I don't know if it's peanut butter and jelly on the thing or what, but it got stuck in the thing. So, yeah, so I could only sing the one song. But, yeah, it was really nice. It was nice to see Yvette. It was a really nice birthday party. I had a good time.
It was. Now, let me ask you a question, Yvette. Yvette. I'm thinking of Yvette because she's so hot, isn't she?
She is so pretty.
Is. But Stacey Q, what does it feel like? You know, everyone's like, oh, she was a one-hit wonder. But you had more than one hit. You had a lot of hits going on. And people just remember you for Two of Hearts. But, you know, I was like, no, she's had so many hits out there. So how does it feel to be known as the one-hit wonder, but you were so much more than that?
I don't really get a lot of that, you know, maybe every once in a great while, but most people that I, you know, that I socialize with or that I talk to, you know, don't really, you know, it doesn't really come up, you know, every once in a while, because I made that, you know, the MTV list and the VH1 list, you know.
Well, you are just a star. You are a major star. You're a music sensation. They love you, they remember you, and they love Two of Hearts. But you've got a new song coming out, which is Trip.
We'll have a record coming out. I sang Trip for the first time at House of Blues last week, and it was fun, and they liked it. I liked
it. Well, you know what? With your permission, can we play Trip here onto the Max?
I don't think so. No, I don't. How would you?
Because I seem to have it.
Which version, though?
I have a version that Romy sent me, and she's like, if you get a chance and Stacey wants to play it, then you guys can play it. So it's up to you, Stacey.
But you know, if I knew what version it was, because I know that there's another version out that before the remix that that you can't play, and if by chance it's that version, then I would have to say, no, you can't.
All right.
You know what? You know what I would say? I would say wait, and then when I find out for sure, I'll get something that will sound really good for you, and then you can play it. I will make special sure that you can play it. I promise.
And I will stick you to that promise because November 26th.
Absolutely. You know me. I'm a man of my word.
You're a woman of your word.
Okay.
Now, you have an event coming up November 26th in Montebello, California, don't you, at the 2020 Nightclub?
Yes, back to the scene of the crime, you know, since we broke Two of Hearts out of East L.A. So it's really nice to do shows there and still be loved by them. You know, they've really solid, loyal, you know, loyal fans. And QC's is a great club because it's huge, you know, so everybody should come on out and see me there. Are you gonna go?
I hope I'm in LA because you know why? I think I'm gonna be in Florence, Italy for Thanksgiving.
That's a shame, Max. Oh, that's gonna be great. I love Italy.
But you're more than I have a home there, so whenever you wanna come to Italy, we will hook you up. You can stay at my house in Florence.
Oh,
and we'll even
God.
Get you a
you
concert
know,
at Sash Hall.
That's the best offer I've had all day. I thought you'd never ask. That's so exciting. I'm gonna dream about it tonight, okay?
You know what? Your dreams will come true. Whenever you're ready to go to Florence, you let me know, and you'll be my personal guest at my villa there.
The answer to my prayers, Max.
Now, speaking of answers to prayers, you were one of the 100 most memorable singers on VH1.
Wow.
And my question to you is, did you ever, when you were becoming a singer, did you always want to be a singer? Because I know you studied ballet. So do you think ballet led you to singing, or singing led you to ballet, or how did it all happen for Stacey Q?
What happened was, you know, I had You know, I've been dancing since I was 5. You know, I had professional dance jobs, you know, when I was, you know, before I was even 13 years old. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I was starting to look into other forms of creative dance, you know, like musical comedy, something not so strict as ballet. And all, what happened was I met my producer, John St. James, and he was so interested in the high technology of music, you know, and what was state-of-the-art then, and that was my thing, you know, electronic music with computers. You know, a lot of people, just in the last 10 years, they've been doing it. Well, we've been making records with computers since 1981. Mm-hmm. And so I met him, and he owned a studio, and so I just immediately fell in love with the recording process. You know, recording is just, I mean, I'm just in love with it. You know, I'm attached. What can I say? But I didn't have the wish to be a singer, and so I hadn't really worked much on that. And so John, I had to teach me how to sing. But on our very first record, we got immediate attention. So that was a little interesting for me, because I was learning how to sing, you know, to front a band, right out in front of everybody while making records, and people were getting to know me. So that was a little bit, well, let me say a lot, I'm not going to lie, very stressful for me. But, you know, now that, you know, he really taught me well, and now that he taught me, you just can't shut me up. I used to be a really quiet girl.
Well, I'm so happy that we can't, because, you know, I just love you. I think you're fantastic. And I'm so looking forward to hearing everything that's coming up for you, because I know you got so much going on. Now, speaking of what's going on, what's next for Stacey Q?
Well, the record, finishing up the record, that's a real big one. And, I would like to go out and support it, you know. I would also, well, I have friends that are, like, doing real estate, big real estate ventures in Hawaii. And, you know, I'm really looking forward to that. They're working for a little while over in Maui. A friend of mine is building a beautiful, beautiful resort there. So, I have to make time to go see my mother up in Portland, and just like that. Oh, also, I'm going to probably go over to the Far East, maybe to Tibet, to the top, the north of India. Actually, it's what used to be the southern part of Tibet, but since the Chinese invasion, you know, it's no longer Tibet. It's
right, of course.
North of India. Yeah, so I'll probably make a trip over there.
Now, speaking of Tibet, do you have any favorite charities that you want to talk about and let people know about?
Oh, you know, I've always, naturally, the American Cancer Society. Last year, we did the Relay for Life. We raised, in one 24-hour relay, we raised $750,000, and I think that was really, really great. So, of course, the American Cancer Society, Heart and Lung Society, and of course, you know, the Friends of Tibet, Friends for Tibet, you know, the refugees that, you know, have been homeless since 1959.
Yeah.
So, I like that.
Well, how great is that? Now, I heard in my little ear that you are a Buddhist.
Well, yeah, I'm practicing. I study Vajrayana, Tibetan Buddhism. I don't. I really don't know what. I don't know what it would mean to be one. I know a lot of people think that if you study something, that you're that, you know, or that I converted from Christianity. But that's really not the case, you know. Not at all.
You're just getting peace of mind, right?
Yeah, I do. I have a lot of Tibetan friends, and they have taught me things that that nobody, not one single university, not one single anybody anywhere ever taught me. So I'm very grateful that they came to the West.
Can you share one of those thoughts with me?
Oh.
And all my listeners? Yeah. So we can make it a universal thing?
I'll tell you. There are, the thing of it is, you know, people think that the circumstances are out of their hands, you have to stop thinking, if you could just stop thinking outside and looking at circumstance and actually look at that which is thinking. Look at how your mind works. If you watch your mind, if you can just get in the habit of watching your mind, you can start to notice how it works and how it influences you and hinders you.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you can just learn to be the king of your own mind and remember maybe this one very important thing, your intention is everything. You can be a scholar. You can know everything there is to know about something. But if your motivation is a little iffy, then the result's going to be a little iffy. So pure intention, you really have to remember three things. Your motivation, what you're doing, and the concentration that you use while you're doing that, and then your dedication to why you're doing it for yourself.
For yourself,
or for everybody. Me, myself, I'm going to go with everybody, because even if my practice is good and I'm doing well, if I don't pray for them, and you know that they're going to step on my head and mess things up for me because they're not trying hard enough. So I'm going to go with, you know, for everybody. And then I think we all get there faster and be happier, be able to relax and enjoy our lives.
And we do enjoy our lives. And you know what? Talking to you is just, you just are so, it's like when I'm talking to you and I just feel such a calm presence. So I love having you on my show. Now, do you have any musicians that inspired you? Because people always want to say, who inspired you as a musician? Do you have any favorite musicians or anyone that really inspired you in the music industry?
I do have favorites. You know, as a kid, I have a very good memory, and I really love, you know, I love theater. You know, I'm not too bad of an actress. And, you know, I just mimicked everything, so I have a very huge roster of stuff that I know about. But I would have to say, I do have some favorites. And David Bowie.
Love David Bowie.
David Bowie, yes. And there are people from my mother's era, you know, of jazz singers, like Nancy Wilson. And, you know, there's a lot of people that I really, really love. You know, the other night I was listening to a program about the 60s, the hits of the 60s, and songs like Carousel and Red Rubber Ball and all this stuff just started coming up for me, and I pretty much had forgotten. Dusty Springfield, I think, is a great female singer, really good. And my mother with her Frank Sinatra and her Sammy Davis Jr.
Love them.
And then my sister came with her 60s stuff, you know, which was, you know, the Spanky and Our Gang and, gosh, Frank Zappa, Bob Dylan and all that. I really like Bob Dylan's son, Jacob Dylan's project. I really like Wallflowers. And I really, in the 90s, I really loved Gin Blossoms.
Yeah.
Gin Blossoms and the Wallflowers are really my favorite of all that stuff that came out in the 90s, which really wasn't too inspiring.
And what about now?
Right now?
Yeah.
Who inspires me?
Or who do you love?
I do. Yes, our project is coming out so great. I can't wait for everybody to hear it.
I can't wait to hear everybody
comes to see us at the shows, because you know what? It's just like it's yesterday once more. It's really
well, you know, fun. We're giving away 2 free VIP tickets to your show on the 26th on LA Talk Radio. So we're going to promote that for you so we can get everyone to see you out there. So, everyone... Absolutely, because I just am in awe of you. Now, you know, speaking of music, I want to go back. Have you heard of a singer? Her name is Edie Gourmet.
Yes, of course, Edie Gourmet. Mm-hmm.
Do we not love Edie Gourmet? I just bought her a CD not too long ago, and I was playing it the other day. I was like, I love Edie Gourmet.
You know what? I love her because it reminds me of that era. And I love Karen Black in Come Back to the Five and Dime, Jimmy Dean. Jimmy Dean, her speech about wanting to be Edie Gourmet when she was a boy.
Fun time.
So
I love
funny.
Edie Gourmet. Yeah, no, she's
like
one of my
Edie
tops.
Gourmet.
So now I've got to tell all my listeners, want to know, they can hear us. I said, they're like, where can we find Stacey Q? I'm like, MySpace. It's the future. Just go on MySpace.com. You can even Google Stacey Q, everyone, and you can find it right on there. So do you have any involvement with your MySpace page?
Do I what, honey?
Do you have any involvement with your MySpace page?
Oh, yes. My fan club president and my very dear friend, Sean, When he's busy working on his projects, Hydra Productions and what have you, then I pick up the slack there, and then I take care of it. I let him put up, you know, all the things, but I do answer my mail.
Fun, so everyone, can email.
I don't answer mail. Those of you who know not to contact me, I won't be answering you. But all of those who are, you know, everybody else, I'd like to invite you to, you know, come to the space.
So there you go. If you got nothing nice to say to Stacey Q, she's got nothing to say to you. So don't even bother.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, very,
she only wants positive energy, people. So if you don't have positive energy, don't contact Stacey Q. And don't contact me, because we don't want that.
I'm mega protected, so so don't
that's
bother
right.
if you don't
she's
have
She's got a fleet. You know, everyone thinks in this time of politics right now, Stacey Q's got the Secret Service around her, people, so don't try it. Right? Plus, now Stacey Q's got a fan of me, so if you mess with Stacey Q, you're messing with Max Tucci, everyone. So you know a good Italian name, what that means.
All right.
So I got your back, Stacey Q. But listen, what I wanted to say was congratulations on everything that you're doing. And keep inspiring people. Are you from the South? Because you just sound like you have like this cute little Southern twang, like you'd be from Tennessee or something.
You know what? I just fall in and out of dialects. It's just
so do
really,
I.
really terrible. That's just how it is for me. But no, I'm from Orange County. I'm from Anaheim. I went to the same high school that Gwen Stefani and the Beach Boys and the Righteous Brothers and the drummer from Blood, Sweat, and Tears went to. So, yeah, I'm from Anaheim. I'm just a California girl.
California girl with big dreams, and you got them. You know, you got – keep dreaming. Dream bigger. What's your next dream? So everyone knows.
That's right. Why stop now? It's really been wonderful. I've really so much appreciated and loved, you know, recording, making records since 1981. Yeah, I'm really looking forward to everybody hearing the new record. I love it. I love how it's coming out.
Do we have a title for the new record?
No. I have about 8 million, so I need to decide on one.
All right. Well, when you decide on one, I'm going to have you back on the air, and we're going to talk about it.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Max.
Absolutely. So, everyone, if you're in Montebello, California, November 26th, the 2020 nightclub, you're going to go be able to – you're going to hear – not only are you going to hear our girl Stacey Q, the 1980s flashback right now, but you're also going to see Stevie B and a selection of 80s superstars that are not only 80s superstars, but they're the millennium superstars. So, Stacey Q, thank you for being around, and thank you for continuing to inspire people and for just being a sweet voice in the music industry.
You know what, Max? I just can't thank you enough. I really so much appreciate your support and everybody out there too. Yeah, I'll see you at the show. And
absolutely.
I hope you enjoy the record, and everybody have sweet dreams.
Well, thank you, and you too, precious. I just feel like I can hug you, and you could be like my best friend. Like we're from the South, and we're gonna cook each other grits and just be all soul foodie with each other.
Yep,
you're so adorable. All right, well, listen, my love, have a wonderful evening, and thank you so much for being on To The Max on LA Talk Radio. I know we have a lot of listeners, so your final closing thought of the night would be to all my listeners out there.
I would say, do good, be good, and purify, and be compassionate, because, you know, if somebody's really acting like a complete, you know what, they're really suffering. So I know it's hard to remember.
Yep. Well, listen, Stacey Q, thank you so much for being on To The Max. I just almost tripped on my chair over here, but thank you so much.
Oh, my gosh, let me catch you.
There you go. Well, you know what? Because I'm not in my own studio tonight, next time I'm in L.A., when I'm in my own studio, I'm going to have you come by. I'm on the road right now, so things are just a little bit, you know, I feel unfamiliar territories, but nonetheless,
oh, yeah.
We're here.
I would love to. I'm happy to. Please invite me. I hope I see you soon next.
You will, and have a wonderful night, everybody. Everybody. Stacey Q and everyone listening, thank you so much for being on To The Max, Stacey Q.
Oh, thank you. Good night, sweetie.
Good night, and I'll talk to you real soon.
Okay, thanks, Max.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Everybody, Stacey Q, Two of Hearts. Sam, you know what to do. Let's get it going, because it's my song. Here we go.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Stacy's Q. Stacy Q. I can't even think. I love that song. Stacy Q's 1986 hit, Two of Hearts, on To The Max on LATalkRadio.com on LA Talk Radio. Hey, Sham, let's get Nikki Bloom on the line. I got to talk to her before my show is over. How sad is that? I'm going to be over and out of your ears until next Sunday. Same time, same place, LA Talk Radio. Sam, let's get Nikki on the line. That was Stacy Q's Two of Hearts, 1986 hit. Love. Everyone, before we get Nikki on the phone, you want a hot car to drive? Get a Lamborghini. How about that? Why not? Go to Lamborghini.com. And I don't know why, but we're ringing some number that sounds really cool. That's not Nikki's number. But we're going to get Nikki on the line right now. And go to Lamborghini.com. Why not? Times are tough, but make it hot. So, all right, here's the deal. What else do I want to tell you? I'm just so happy that we had Stacy Q on, my girl. Oh, you know what? That she made me so calm. Speaking of calm, check out the Carlisle.com/spa. You want a place to go? A Rosewood Spa is the place to be, and the Carlisle is the place to get it. So everyone, we're getting Nikki Bloom on the line. Check out a Rosewood Spa at the Carlisle and relax. And guess what? It's the place to be. It's the oasis of luxury and tranquility, and it's designed for you. So, Nikki Bloom, you're live on To The Max. What's up?
Hello, everyone.
All right, Nikki, we've got to talk. I just had Stacy Q on the line, 1986 flashback. Ronald Reagan was the president. Now we're fast-forwarding. Who's going to be the president? What's going on? What are you concerned about today? And let's talk.
Well, McCain's going to be the next president, but I am very concerned. I'm concerned about where Obama got $150 million in the month of September alone. I'm thinking, could it be Ahmadinejad? Could it be Farrakhan? Is it Oprah? Where did he get his $150 million from? I think that needs to be made public.
Well, you know what I think? I think us as American citizens, we should not have the man who is possibly going to be our president hide anything from us. Don't you agree?
Absolutely. I think that's important. And
Speaking of, you know, we all talked about the New York Times cover today, how they're all trying to slam down the beautiful Mrs. McCain. But you know what? Why are we talking about Obama and him being, you know, so open about his cocaine use? Let's talk about that if we want to talk about drugs and potential presidents, not first ladies. What do you think?
I think we need to investigate that a little deeper. And Sidney McCain is not running for the office of President of the United States of America. And Barack Obama is, and I think that we need to know a little bit more about his drug habit and cocaine and marijuana use in his college years, and who knows how far past the college years that continued.
Well, what else do you want to talk about, Nikki, because we got a little more time? What do you think about Colin Powell supporting Barack Obama?
Interesting. Well, as McCain said.
What did McCain say? Because I got to tell you, I really thought McCain was going to pick Colin Powell to be a VP. So this was a big slap in the face of the Republican Party, don't you think?
Well, I did think that there might have been a chance of that also, so maybe Colin Powell's a little upset about that, because he probably didn't pick Colin Powell because people definitely would have said it's a continuation of the Bush administration, and I know McCain didn't want that association. And I just find that it bizarre that Colin Powell, who served on the Bush administration, is saying we don't need 8 more years of anything like the Bush administration. So, as McCain said earlier today, that was no surprise that Colin Powell is supporting him, just as it's no surprise that Oprah, after she was going to support Hillary, when she found out Barack was running, she supported him. So there's a connection amongst the three of them.
Now,
I think
speaking
everyone figured that out.
Let's speak about connections real quick. Saturday Night Live, Tina Fey and Sarah Palin. I thought it was a big, and I'm going to say it, everyone, so I'm sorry to say it, but I'm going to say it. Sarah Palin, I love you, because it was a big fuck you to America when you showed up on SNL, because you took it in stride and you were a lady with your head up and you did that fantastic show. And you know what? They tried to make fun of her, but she showed up. What do you think about that, Nikki Bloom, doing her thing on SNL?
She's a good sport, and she doesn't care what people have to say. She's right up front about everything, and she's in your face, and thinks she's a strong woman, and it doesn't matter what they say about her. She is where she is.
She is, and she's great. Listen, I always thought she's like the sexy secretary. You know, if I were like back in school, I would love for her to be like my my substitute teacher, she's got that hot look, you know, that everyone, that a lot of men fantasize about. So men, if you're going to fantasize about a president or a vice president that's a hot one, definitely, definitely vote November 4th. For who, Nikki Bloom?
Well, on that note, nobody would be making fun of Sarah Palin if she looked like Hillary Clinton.
Well, you know, what can we say? But Nikki, what else do you want to talk about? Let's talk, you know what, do you want to stay in politics? Tell everyone about Max, not me, but this 13-year-old boy Max that you met at a party here in Florida, and tell everyone quickly what you guys discussed and how amazing he was for a 13-year-old boy.
Yeah, it was interesting. I met this 13-year-old that seems to be very well-versed on his politics and his little talking points of politics, but it just so seemed that at 13 years old, as much as someone knows about politics, when you speak to people much older than this 13-year-old and they speak about politics, it's just, it's all the same. It's all what they hear on the TV, and it's just, I don't think that people have enough knowledge to make a decision to vote. If you don't know the exact point of why you're going to vote for somebody or why you like somebody, you don't vote. It was interesting that 13-year-old knew a lot more about politics than adults know. But, you know, it was interesting having a conversation with someone that hasn't, you know, only 13, is, you know, not in the workforce, doesn't have to support a family, doesn't have to support himself, doesn't have to be independent, can depend on parents. So, you know, it's interesting. And he said he would vote for Barack Obama, and Barack wants people to depend on the government for their source of income. So it's interesting.
Well, you know what? Speaking of sources of income, let's just move on, because Mr. Guy, Madonna's ex-husband soon-to-be, is going to rely on her source of income, don't you think? Nikki, what's going on with that, and what's going on with Madonna's divorce? What do you think?
Well, I do know that her estimated net worth is $845 million, but supposedly there is a prenup that is going to let him walk away with $65 million, 1,200-acre piece of property that I think is in England, and then some other things on the side. But I think he wants more because he is married for 10 years and they have two children. And I think he's looking for more money. And she hired the attorney that represented Prince Charles and Paul McCartney. So it should be interesting to see what Guy Ritchie walks away with.
This shall unfold. This too shall pass. Now, do you think that Mayor Bloomberg is going to be the mayor of New York again? What do you think, Nikki?
I do. You know what? I don't hear too much about any thing in news about any opponents or anything. It seems like I think he's going to be the mayor of New York for the eternity.
Well, you know what? On the cover of the New York Post, they're calling him the Terminator, and he will be back. And I say, why not? You know what? What can you do? New York's been a safe place ever since September 11th. And I know we've got a lot of Republicans to thank for that, because why not? I mean, whatever. You know what? Let's not pick a party. Let's just all get along. Remember that statement? Can't we all just get along? So, Nikki Bloom, who are you voting for, and tell everyone vote?
I'm sorry, what did you say?
I said, who are you voting for, and tell everyone when to vote.
Oh, McCain. I'm very against. I think in this country, everybody needs to work, and if you're an able-bodied citizen, you need to be out there working, whether it's 50 hours a week, 80 hours a week, you need to work, and I don't believe in spread the wealth for people that work hard for their money to go to people that don't want to work and are more than apt and capable to be able to work. So I'm very against Obama's plan of a welfare society. So
okay.
I think everybody should vote for McCain.
And what date, Nikki?
That would be November 4th.
All right, Nikki, I got to wrap this show up. Speaking of spreading the wealth, I got to spread the love and spread the time and give the other hosts here at LA Talk Radio a chance to have their show. So Nikki Bloom, thank you so much for coming on to the Max on LA Talk Radio, but I got to get you off the line so I can close my show. So have a good
night,
Nikki.
Bye to everyone. Yes, and you too, Max, and all of America.
We'll have you on next week. All right,
I look
Nikki
forward
Bloom. All right, everyone. You're listening live to The Max on LA Talk Radio. Speaking of spreading the love, stick around. We got other shows playing. You can always go to latalkradio.com to get all the archives of not only my show, but every other show. So check it out. We had Stacey Q on tonight. Thank you, Stacey Q. Two of Hearts, a song that I will never forget, because Two of Hearts Beat is one. That's my girl, Stacey Q. Mary DuPont, thank you so much for coming on with Dakota, helping the children. And I think it's a great thing to help children. SPCA, it's a great thing to help animals too. So everyone, whatever you're doing, make sure you're doing the right thing. Have fun doing it. Life is short. You know what I'm talking about? Have fun. Next week, we're going to have a fun show. I don't know what we're going to do yet because my shows, I plan when I have time. And since I've been traveling, thanks to Delta.com, I'm so busy, I don't have time to plan my life. But I know that I'm going to be doing a cooking show this week, and I'm going to be doing I'll be the auctioneer for SPCA of Westchester 6th Annual Top Hat and Tails Benefit Event. Check out MaxTucci.com for more information. Thank you, Delta.com, again. Love you guys. I'll be flying you tomorrow back to New York City. To all the crew here and to all the staff at Toscana in Boca Raton, Florida, I want to give you all a big shout-out, and thank you so much for listening to The Max. I'm going to see you all in just a little bit once I leave this business center that we all have set up here. And other than that, everyone, have a wonderful night, have a wonderful morning, have a wonderful day, wherever you're listening to The Max. Remember, the only way you can live is to take life to the max and to have a great time doing it. So everyone, I'm going to leave you with peace, love, and gossip like my girl did back then. Y'all know who I'm talking about. I'm going to get on the show real quick, so I don't want to say any more than that. But everyone, take life to the max. Sam, let's wrap it up because I got to go back to New York City. Good night, everyone.
Listening to The Max, only on LA Talk Radio.